بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على السيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا وقال سبحانه وتعالى ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير وقال سبحانه وتعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Honorable elders and brothers, mothers and sisters who are listening at home, last Sunday we were all busy completing our weekend when we heard news. Such news that left us worried, left us frightened, left us devastated from Quebec. And it was such news that initially it came in through individual reports on social media. Unconfirmed individual reports on social media. And when we read that news, we were hoping that it was false. We were hoping that the news wouldn't be true. But my dear respected elders and brothers, after a short while, mainstream media had also confirmed that the news was true, and six of our Muslim brothers who had gone to the house of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had gone to the masjid to perform their salah and worship their Lord and bow down and prostrate in front of their Lord, were brutally murdered and brutally killed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My dear respected elders and brothers, that news sent shockwaves throughout the entire country. Those six victims and those brothers of ours who had passed away, it is very easy for me and you to relate with them and to identify with them. Because just like me and you, my dear respected elders and brothers, they were Muslims. They were law-abiding citizens of this country. And like me and you, they were people who used to frequent the masjid and go to the masjid on a daily basis like me and you do. No one knew that this was the last time that they would be going to the masjid before their soul was to be taken from them. My dear respected elders and brothers, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses their souls. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He elevates their statuses. My dear respected elders and brothers, these were normal law-abiding citizens of Canada. Some of them were working for the government. They were civil servants. Some of them were intellectuals and they used to work in the university. But as Muslims and as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe that whatever happened, happened with the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our iman. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. We believe that good and bad, whatever happens, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that those who passed away, they died as martyrs. They died as shuhada. because they passed away in the state of salah. They were performing salah. We believe that they are shuhada, we believe they are martyrs, and we believe that they have gone on to a better place than they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, He says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That don't say with regards to those people who have passed away in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are dead. No. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. Rather they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you do not feel their life and you do not understand their life. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. At the same time, my dear respected elders and brothers, we pray for those who were injured. Many more were injured. They are still in hospital. Some of them are in a very critical condition. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates cure for them. And we pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who they have left behind. For their loved ones, their children. They were fathers like me and you. They were brothers. They were sons. They were somebody's uncle. They were somebody's friend. They were somebody's co-worker. They were somebody's colleague. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the courage to deal with the situation that they are going through right now. And at the same time, we appreciate and we show our gratitude and we express our gratitude to all our fellow Canadians who have given us a lot of support during these testing times. All the way from our Prime Minister, to our Premier, to our Mayor, to our local MP, local Councillor, and the general public out there, our fellow brothers and sisters in humanity, our fellow Canadians, they have been outstanding in their support towards their Muslims. Our Masjid Alhamdulillah, we and all the Masajid, and all the mosques around Toronto, we received so many phone calls, we received so many emails, we received so many letters, we received so many flowers, we received so many gifts from our brothers and sisters. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to live in a country where the people are so loving, the people are so caring, and the people are so kind. Now, my dear respected elders and brothers, we need to ask ourselves what led to this tragic incident. What was the cause of this tragic incident? My dear respected elders and brothers, the cause of this tragic incident is the hatred which is unfortunately spreading in our societies. There is way too much hatred, my dear respected elders and brothers, which is unfortunately spreading in our societies. And unfortunately, there are certain media outlets out there which are playing a big role in spreading this hatred. We've been seeing for the past many years that Muslims are being demonized and Muslims are being dehumanized and every day we see negative reports of we see negative reports out there on the news and on the internet of Muslims being linked with violence. And we know that 99.9% of Muslims who live on this earth, my dear respected elders and brothers, are not violent people. We are peaceful people. We love peace. We spread peace. And we want peace to prevail throughout the entire world. But unfortunately, those certain media outlets are fueling this fire of hatred and fueling this fire of racism and fueling this fire of bigotry. And this is that hatred and this is that racism and bigotry, my dear respected elders and brothers, which leads to tragic events like this. Now, as Muslims, how are we supposed to deal with this? How are we supposed to deal with what happened? Are we supposed to forget what happened and move on and carry on with our lives like we were living them before? No, my dear respected elders and brothers, we need to reply to this act of hatred and this act of injustice, my dear respected elders and brothers, with goodness, with khair. Like we were taught by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would reply to negativity with positivity. And alhamdulillah, the majority of the Muslims in this country are positive people. And we spread positivity. There are so many Muslim organizations out there which are doing relief work, which are doing welfare work, which are providing food to the homeless and the needy. Many masajid and many mosques have and facilitate soup kitchens. Many masajid and the Muslim community donates large amounts of money towards the local hospitals. Hundreds and thousands of dollars we have donated towards the local hospitals. Alhamdulillah, we are doing a great job and we're doing a tremendous job. But my dear respected elders and brothers, in light of the recent events and in light of the current climate over here, my dear respected elders and brothers, we need to increase this goodness. We need to increase the khair that we are already spreading so that we can fight this hatred and we can fight this bigotry, we can fight this racism, and we can remove those misconceptions that are out there in the minds of our fellow Muslim, in the mind of our fellow Canadian brothers and sisters towards us. And this is what we learn from the seerah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shunned by his own people, he was shunned by his own people, and that one support that he has, the support of his uncle Abu Talib, he had also passed away. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he decided to go to a neighboring town called Ta'if and invite the people over there towards the truth and what he and towards the haqq. And when he went to Ta'if, he visited the three main leaders of that city. And those three leaders were not interested in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say. So then he moved on to the common folk and he spread his message and he invited the common folk over there towards the deen and towards the religion. But they were also not interested in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say. Instead of letting him leave Ta'if peacefully, the people of Ta'if abused him. The people of Ta'if swore at him. The people of Ta'if hired people to abuse him and throw rocks at him and throw pebbles at him, to the extent that we read in the narrations that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet were engulfed in blood. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was obviously very grieved. He was very sad over what had happened. So after he left Ta'if, he rested under a tree and he was crying and he lifted his hands and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he complained of his weakness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His dua and his prayers shook the arsh and throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent angels to console the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you say we can take retaliation and from the people of Ta'if who committed injustice towards you. And my dear respected elders and brothers, look at the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the response of our beloved Prophet. He had it in him. He had the full authority and he had the full power to retaliate and to take revenge. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said no. He said no, I forgive them. Those are my brothers and sisters. Those are my fellow brothers and sisters in humanity. I forgive them. I forgive what they do to me, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also guides them. I pray for this guidance. My dear respected elders and brothers, me and you need to take a lesson from this story and this incident of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot reciprocate hatred with hatred. We need to reciprocate hatred with love, with kindness, with mercy, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us. Whatever we can do, every single person's individual responsibility to do as much as he can to spread mercy and to spread khair and to spread goodness throughout the community. Whether that is by visiting the sick, whether that is by helping the needy and the poor, whether that is by visiting your neighbors, whether it is by inviting your neighbors towards your house, whether it is by even smiling at your fellow brothers and sisters, Canadian brothers and sisters in the community. Just by smiling, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, inna min al-ma'rufi an talqa akhaka biwajhin talqin. That is an act of charity that you meet your brother with a smiling face. Wallahi, my dear respected elders and brothers, that small smile on your face, that thank you you say to somebody, that appreciation you show to somebody, that gift you offer somebody, wallahi, that will remove all the negativity and that hatred which is spreading amongst our society. The media is there, and there are certain media outlets out there which are fueling this fire of hatred and bigotry and racism. But my dear respected elders and brothers, each and every single one of us are also a source of media. Each and every single one of us are also sources of media. We are all individually, we are media. And if we by our actions show our brothers and sisters in this country that what they are reading about us, what they are hearing about us on the news is false, then my dear respected elders and brothers, I have full confidence that this Islamophobia that we are facing today, inshallah, this will come to an end and this will be eradicated. And my last message, my dear respected elders and brothers, is that we never, ever, ever take the law into our own hands. We never ever take the law into our own hands. If we see anything wrong, if we see any acts of assault, if we see acts of any vandalism, then we need to call the authorities. We need to report it to the police. We need to report those hate crimes to those who are responsible and those who are the authorities. Do not ever take the law into our own hand. I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us all the tawfiq to act upon what was said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us all to be doors and keys of goodness and khair and prosperity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all locks. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us means of stopping hatred and bigotry and racism from spreading in the society. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.